Now, this whale was well preserved. In order to have a fossil, it has to be covered with sediment. So the only way you're going to get that is from Noah's flood. The Bible says that the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Now, evolutionists will say, stop right there. There's an error in your King James Bible right there. It says it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. We all know that it can't rain for 40 days, 40 nights. That's crazy. Folks, they think it rained for 2 million years. You Google rain for millions of years, the first thing that pops up is that time that it rained for 2 million years. Once again, it's the fallacy of false equivalence. When they don't have a position, they'll fling their own poo onto us.
You know, evolution is such a joke. Atheism is such a joke. Just the fact that people think that it rained for 2 million years is a total joke. Folks, they think that this rain came from nowhere, that just out of nowhere, poof, you've got rain. They say, well, out of nowhere, your God came from. No, God didn't come from anywhere because he's always existed. So he didn't come from anything. He didn't require a creator. You can't create something that's eternal. Folks, all the facts are on the Christian side, all of them. And all of the fiction and all the fairy tales and all the make-believing and all the silly stories are on the evolutionist side. God has won the battle. The Lord Jesus Christ has won the war. We just need to take time and rejoice about that and assemble together at church and live for the Lord Jesus Christ as time moves on. This idea that water just came out of nowhere for 2 million years, that rain created itself over the course of millions of years and rained down into the earth. Folks, what a joke. And then they say that the water that rained here on the rocks created life when it was hitting the rocks. Well, here's the thing. Water destroys DNA molecules. Having to defend the idea that it rained for millions of years and that matter and energy created itself or could have created itself because they don't want to make any knowledge claims because they don't like to have the burden of proof. It's ridiculous. It's indefensible. It's impossible to defend evolution, honestly. God bless, guys.
Raging Atheist, I emailed you many times, many, many times, actually. You were the one who showed me Matt Powell, and then I got saved. So Raging Atheist brought somebody to the Lord. I bet that'll make him, it'll make him even angrier, won't it?
I guess so.
Now, you've debated him a couple of times and corrected him. You got to meet him and spend time with him, right?
Yeah. Well, he called me out. He said that I wouldn't do it, that I'm a sissy or whatever. And so finally, and I didn't really want to meet him, but I finally met him and we talked in person. And after that, yeah.
Many, many times, you were the one showing me Matt Powell. Like I say, I used to be angry like you, bro. I know you will scroll this comment section and see this since you blocked me from commenting anymore on your videos. Powell was right. Even though you keep lying about him, I'm going to put out my testimony on a video soon and hope that you will see the light. Rage. Give up. If you can't beat him, join him.
Yay. Praise the Lord.
Now, how many of you would like to see the raging atheist give his heart to the Lord and get saved and spend forever with you in heaven? Would you like to see that? All right. There you go. Okay.